A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. And when the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And inspired by the Spirit, he came into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is spoken against. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that thoughts out of many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity, and as a widow till she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she gave thanks to God, and spoke of him to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. Please be seated. This evening, we meditate on the presentation of the Lord in the temple and the purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Church celebrates these events on February 2nd, which is traditionally the 40th day after the birth of Christ and the conclusion of the Christmas Epiphany season. It is a feast of Jesus and of Mary. Of Jesus, because he is presented by his mother in the temple 40 days after his birth, according to the requirements of the law. Of Mary, because she submits herself to the rite of purification. The liturgy celebrates primarily the entrance for the first time of the infant Jesus into the temple, as the Church prays, Behold, the Lord, the ruler, cometh into his holy temple. Rejoice and be glad, O Zion, and hasten to meet your God. My brothers and sisters, let us too go to meet him, emulating the holy sentiments of the old Simeon, who came by the Spirit into the temple, and filled with joy, received the divine child into his arms. In order to celebrate this event more fittingly, the Church typically blesses candles on this day and gives them to us. With burning tapers, we enter the temple in procession. The lighted candle is a symbol of the Christian life, of the faith and grace which should shine in our soul. It is also the image of Christ, the light of the world, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, according to Simeon's canticle. The lighted candle reminds us that we must always bear Christ in us, the source of our life, the author of faith and grace. By his grace, Jesus himself disposes us to go to meet him with livelier faith and greater love. May our meeting with him here in the Eucharist be particularly intimate and sanctifying. Jesus is taken to the temple to be offered to the Father, although, being God, he was not subject to the prescriptions of the Jewish law, as were the other firstborn of the Hebrews. He is the victim who will be immolated for the salvation of the world. His presentation in the temple is, so to speak, the offertory of his life. The sacrifice will be consummated later on Calvary. Let us, too, offer ourselves with Jesus. Jesus was presented in the temple by his mother. Let us therefore contemplate Mary in her office of co-redemptrix, that is, co-redeemer. Mary knew that Jesus was the Savior of the world, and through the veil of prophecy, she sensed that his mission would be accomplished in a mystery of sorrow, in which she would participate in a role as mother. Simeon's prophecy confirmed her intuition, "And thy own soul a sword shall pierce." Deep in her heart, Mary at that moment must have repeated her fiat, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to thy word." At the same time that she offered her son, she offered herself, being always closely united to his destiny. But before entering the temple to present Jesus, Mary wanted to submit to the law of legal purification. Although she knew she was a virgin, she put herself on the level of all the other mothers, standing with them, humbly awaiting her turn, carrying a pair of turtle doves, the offering of the poor. We see Jesus and Mary submitting themselves to laws by which they are not bound. Jesus does not need to be redeemed, nor Mary to be purified. These are lessons in humility and respect for the law of God. There may be some laws by which we are bound and from which our pride by false pretexts seeks to exempt us. Such dispensations are abuses sought in the name of rights which do not really exist. Whereas Mary had no need to be purified, let us humble ourselves and acknowledge our extreme need of interior purification. O Jesus, you went to the temple to offer yourself. Who offered you? The Virgin Mary, who has never had and never will have an equal. You were offered by Mary, who, through the mouth of wisdom, was called by your Father the All-Beautiful, the All-Fair. To whom were you offered? To God, the infinite being, sublime in his creation, fruitful in all his works, unfathomable in his designs, gracious and sweet in his love. What did she offer? She offered you, the eternal Word, substance of the divine essence, Son of the Most High, the lawgiver of the universe. You, who have been called by so many great and beautiful names, O Key of David, O King of Nations, O Emmanuel. What do you teach me, O Lord, offering yourself in the temple? You show me respect for the law by your willingness to observe it. You teach me adoration, for you offered yourself to the Father, not as his equal, which you really were, but as man. Here you have given me a model of the respect which I owe to your law, not only to the Ten Commandments, but also to my responsibilities, to my family, to my work, to my community. This law is all sweet and delightful for me, but I sometimes make it bitter and burdensome when I do not renounce myself. O Jesus, through the hands of Mary, I wish to offer myself today to you, with you, to the Eternal Father. But you are pure, you are holy, an immaculate host, while I am defiled with misery and sin. O Mary, my mother, you were willing to be purified, although you were free from the slightest shadow of imperfection. I beseech you to purify my poor soul, so that it may be less unworthy to be offered to the Father along with Jesus, who is your Son as well as his. O Virgin most pure, lead me along the way of a serious and thorough purification. Accompany me yourself, so that my weakness will not make me faint because of the roughness of the road.